This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
There's the inbound, and it's all over. The West has been won by the Oklahoma City Thunder. Going to the finals for the first time in 13 years, the young Thunder have won the West, and they're heading to the NBA Finals.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Out it comes to Gostisbehere. Gostisbehere shoots to Fox by. Reinhart. Moves the puck ahead for Barkov. He'll get it out of the box. Racing in, picks up the puck, and scores!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Getting open. Moreno into Mascara. This plays into Portland's hands. Mascara accelerates. Mascara back!
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080. The Fan on Thursday. Good morning.
What is happening?
I don't like to start the show in such a negative light, but I can't help myself today. I'm in a mood.
You're in a mood today. We got a bad mood Thursday show brewing.
I woke up and my left foot, like my ankle foot area, feels, I don't know, not weak, but kind of hurting.
Uh-oh. Hood to Coast training going down?
No.
Not yet.
I didn't do anything. Well, it is, but it's not anything I've done. I'd never felt anything. And so I woke up and it like almost was like it was asleep, but it still hasn't woken up.
I hate that feeling. The foot asleep feeling sucks. That happens like 20% of the time I poop.
Then, what?
Yeah. Foot falls asleep while you're on the toilet.
I think you're on there too long.
Well, look, that's a given. We know that. Don't tell my wife that. It doesn't take that long to poop.
I don't need to tell your wife. She knows.
Doesn't need to know that information. Okay, yeah. I'm struggling. I'm reeling in a bass in here. Don't mind me. And yeah, that's not a good feeling when you're done and then you stand up and you got to do the like hobbled walk over to the sink in the bathroom trying to not fall over.
What almost feels like it's a flow, a blood flow.
Oh, we got a blood flow issue in
more
your ankle.
More than a pain like bruising or anything.
That's and then WebMD this bitch. What's going on?
Well, as I get out of my car this morning in the parking lot and get in the building, I look up on my my right arm and on the side of it is just a big, pussy,
thing.
Are you turning into Spider-Man on me right now?
I googled Black Widow bites.
Are you going to be a superhero?
Did I get poisoned? I don't know what happened.
You might have gotten poisoned last night.
So I'm not in a good mood.
You're out in the sticks, man. Who knows what kind of spiders you guys got out there.
Tell me about it, man.
Come back in the city. City life's great, man. We kill all the spiders in the city.
I got a rat in my shed I just cannot kill. It's terrible.
You just got to worry about skunks occasionally in your backyard when you let your dog out. That's about it.
Turns out you can't leave grass seed in your shed. Rats and mice love it.
The rats are digging the grass seed,
dude.
Man.
They got into a bag. It was all over.
At least
I've never
mice...
cleaned so much crap up in my life.
Just rat poop everywhere.
Literally rat poop all over.
At least mice are somewhat cute. Like, they're not great, but at least when you see them, it's not like a, ha! Huh! You're not, like, scared. Rats are terrifying.
Ew.
Rats are just gross.
They don't scare me. They just maybe kind of go, ugh.
I was golfing recently, and I saw a baby nutria. And it looked exactly like a rat. It was just like a little tiny thing,
just a big
long,
wet one.
Just
yeah.
a big
water rat.
Big water rat just running around with a big old floppy tail. And it was, get it away from me.
I was out at Stone on Monday and there was nutria, multiple of them on the green.
You got your logos out there, huh?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's what I said. Say, go Beavs.
Go Beavs, baby.
Go Beavs.
I'll see you at the regionals this weekend.
My buddy, who's a duck, he hit a really good second shot. He ended up draining like a 9-foot putt. He was the only one to get us a birdie as a group for the round.
That was the only one birdie in the group.
And he hit it with the beaver or the nutria on the green. He was just looking at me and goes, go Ducks.
Go Ducks, baby. Go Ducks. So if you're a group that partakes in a birdie bottle, which I know isn't always your cup of tea, but I enjoy a good birdie bottle when I'm on the course, the person who cracks the seal is a hero in the golf group for me.
Yeah.
Like the person who
the
finally does it.
Get.
The last time I played, I missed 2 5-footers for birdie on the front nine, so that
Rude.
Was cool. And then we didn't have one all the way until the 16th hole. And then finally somebody got a birdie, and it was like, thank you, Jesus, I need this. The back nine's gone to hell. I desperately needed a hit off of that flask.
So I'm in a mood today. I'm probably going to become a spider, or I'm going to die of spider poisoning, or I don't know what's going to happen to me. So let me just start the show with this.
I think the odds of you turning into Spider-Man are pretty good right now, and that would be badass for the show.
That'd be pretty sick.
Like, if you became a superhero and had cool abilities, and, you know, you could web things, like, that would be a cool feature to have on YouTube. I think our numbers would go way up.
I would love to be a superhero.
Yeah, who wouldn't love to be a superhero?
Well, but like, would you really enjoy the part of the superhero that makes you a superhero?
I think I would.
Beating bad guys.
Yeah,
and
yeah. If I could beat up bad guys.
Saving people in crucial situations. Holding a bridge up as everybody jumps off of it.
Don't worry. I'll hold this train up. Don't worry. I got you people.
Okay.
I'm saving lives out here, man.
All right.
Look at me. I'm the hero of the city.
Well, superhero or not, I'll tell you this. It felt like a superhero moment for us. And it's an all-time moment that none of us will forget. I was in the building for it.
You were.
And that was in 2019. The Portland Trail Blazers were in a Game 5 against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The last time we were relevant.
And at the end of that game, Dame Lillard's dribbling. He's about 39 feet away. The clock is ticking. We're all in the arena like, we trust you, but what are you doing?
Do something.
Didn't seem like he was going to do anything.
No, it did not.
And with about 3 seconds, he steps to the 37-foot mark. He does a step back on 6'8" Paul George.
He does. Bad shot.
Bad shot. Goes in. Horn sounds. Beats the Thunder. Waves bye-bye.
Pandemonium.
Building's going nuts. Loudest I've ever heard. They're running and jumping on Dame. He turns and looks into the camera with a straight face like, yep, I'm that dude. And it's one of the greatest feelings of our lives as sports fans here in Portland, Oregon. And thank you, Damian Lillard. That moment led us to
this.
We got that because Damian Lillard waved goodbye to the Thunder in 2019.
Yeah.
And I love him. Retire the number, build a statue. I don't really care, just do something. It's his fault. And I'm blaming him today.
With this 5-year dynasty run that's about to spark on the NBA, all of this parody is going to be out the window because nobody can beat Oklahoma City.
Well, I mean, does it not some... Okay, of all the things I was thinking last
they
night...
If they win that series, do they trade Paul George?
No, I don't know if they do.
I don't think they do.
Because they might be able to get to the West Finals themselves.
They could have, and then they say, well, we're coming off the West Finals. We're not blowing up a roster.
Well, but also, that was the year that Golden State was banged up.
It was.
So maybe they put up a better fight against Golden State than we do, because we were just kind of Dame and nobody else.
Very well could have been.
But I'll say this. I'm watching that game, and there wasn't much to watch. It was a blowout, really, from the get-go, right? They dominated that game. But I'm just like, does it not sum up my phrase? I said this years ago, and some people still say it, and I love that. We don't get nice things.
No.
And does it not sum us up to say, what's your moment? Our point guard hit a step back three, and we won in the first round.
First round highlight.
What's your moment, Oklahoma City? We're going to our second finals in the last, like, 14 years.
We got our third MVP in the last 15 years.
We won 24 games 3 years ago, and now we're in the finals.
We won 68 games in the regular season.
Must be nice.
Had one of the best regular seasons in the history of the league. And by the way, all of our guys are young. We're the youngest team in the NBA. We drafted a player with the 12th overall pick, which, let me remind you, is one spot behind where we will be drafting here in a matter of weeks. And he didn't even play. You forget he's even on the roster. He didn't even know. Has he played a minute all season? I mean, I'm sure he has because they won so many games by 40 points, but he hasn't played a relevant minute.
Who are you talking about?
Top pitch?
He's in Europe.
He's just not even here?
He's not even here.
Not even on the team?
They basically said, go tune your game.
Go do something over there.
Come back when we need to get you into the rotation.
You're the 12th overall pick. I was having a fun exercise after a buddy texted last night. I didn't watch a second of the game. I was running around.
You really didn't even turn it on?
Didn't even turn it on. Oh. I saw the Timberwolves scored 9 points in the first quarter, and if you're going to put up that kind of effort, you're not getting any effort from me to change a channel. The hockey game was great. I watched that instead of basketball last night.
14 points with seven minutes to go in the second quarter.
What do I need to watch that for? If you're gonna 1-2-3 Cancun your way out of the conference finals to that level, like at least when we made the conference finals, we blew a 20-point lead, I think, in game four. But at least we had a lead. At least we gave an effort. We gave it an opportunity, and then we blew it like we did the other three games of the series. Of just playing the fun exercise of how many players on OKC's roster would start for our team right now.
Oh, man. Well, the starting five.
The starting five, that's a given. Then how many guys on their bench would start for the
Caruso.
Blazers?
Caruso, Wallace.
Probably.
Yep.
Anybody else? We were guesstimating 7 or 8 Thunder would be starters. The 2 or 3 bench guys would be starters on our team.
I don't know if Jalen would.
You don't know if Jalen would?
No. Well, the other Jalen.
Do we have any? Yeah, I mean.
Isaiah Joe, maybe, because he can shoot.
Yeah. He can shoot.
Yeah, I mean.
We don't have a lot of good shooters on our team.
I think you nailed the number.
A bit of a weakness for us, you know. So if you can shoot, you might be able to be in our starting lineup.
Dirt, get this stat. This one, I got a lot of stats today. I got this one from Bill Simmons. Okay, he tweeted this out last night. Oklahoma City's 8-1 at home in the playoffs. Swag, listen to this. This is probably the craziest stat you'll ever hear in basketball.
I think Denver was the only one to get him, right? Game one. Last round.
By the way, up 9 with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, they had no business losing that game.
Shouldn't have lost.
No.
They have won those 8 games by 51, 19, 43, 7, 32, 36, 15, and now 30. That makes them a plus 231 in 9 home games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they've got the highest margin so far in a playoff run.
You can certainly point to Michael Jordan. You could certainly point to a Heatles, a Warrior with KD. You could point to whoever you want. I am not telling you they would be the best team to play all of the champions. And they haven't even won the championship yet.
No.
What I'm telling you is I think they are the best team I've ever seen. Like, hey, Golden State, it's Dre, Clay, Steph, KD, right? That's fairly obvious. Miami, Bron, Wade, Bosh, boom, rest of guys. Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, Grant, whoever you want to throw in there. Shaq, Kobe. You can throw combinations at me and say higher level players.
Yeah.
So maybe you pick that team. But from 1 to the end of the bench, pretty confidently telling you, I think that's the best team I've ever seen in my life.
The crazy thing is a lot of the other examples you're going to point to are not teams that were homegrown. And I know they're not completely homegrown, but the core 3 guys who are now going to lead them for years to come and probably become a dynasty.
Crazy.
2 of the 3 are homegrown, which is remarkable. And a lot of their other bench and role players are too. The other wild stuff about this, and if you're a Philadelphia 76ers fan, you got to be watching this like a hawk. And that is essentially, there was a Reddit thread that came out like a week or two ago when Indiana was looking like maybe they were going to win the East. And OKC, you're like, they're probably going to win the West once they got through Denver and won the first couple of games against Minnesota. That this NBA Finals, the teams will largely be built through trading Paul George.
Yeah.
The trades of Paul George.
That's the common denominator.
And it started with Indiana trading into Oklahoma City, which landed them Oladipo and Sabonis. And they got Halliburton. Yep. And then OKC, the trade obviously is for SGA and 3,462 draft picks over the next 10 years. And both teams largely have built their championship rosters through the trade of Paul George. So you're up, Philadelphia.
We will continue on with the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are going to the NBA Finals. They await their opponent. We've got Colin Wilson. We got an early ticker at 6:30 today. So the Magic hat will be pushed to 7. I got a top 10 list right up Dirt's alley.
Hell yeah, bro.
It's right up your alley. So we'll get to that. It is a loaded show. Colin Wilson at 6:30. A little more on the Thunder, who are going to the Finals next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, the Thunder have become the youngest team to make the NBA Finals. If they win, they'll be the youngest team to ever win it. So they got that going for them.
It's now a weird spot where I'm going to have to really flip-flop. I'm now a big Halliburton guy. Let's go. Yes, sirs. Yes, sirs.
You're just eliminating the Knicks, huh? They're
done? Yeah, they're not going to win three in a row. Playing a four-man lineup. Brunson's been terrible. Get the dribble. Timothy Chalamet has no power. That series is over.
Timothée
Chalamet. Series is over, okay? Bing bong, go home.
This one, a couple numbers from our buddy Keith Smith at Spot Track, who we've had on the show. Oklahoma City Thunder in the 2020 finals, two players over the age of 30. 14 of their 15 players are on team control until 2026, 2027. Their number 12 pick that you mentioned, Topic, he's healthy next year. He couldn't play this year. 15th and 24th pick in the 2025 NBA draft.
Yes, this year in the draft, they have two picks in the top 24.
They have 10 potential additional first-round picks through 2031.
That they do.
And the Thunder and Indiana Pacers would be the first finals since the luxury tax was in effect where neither team was a taxpayer. At least one team was a taxpayer in every finals where the luxury tax was in effect. Yeah. 02 and 05 did not have luxury taxes due to the lack of negotiating with their CBA stuff. Overall, 26 of the 44 teams in the NBA finals since the luxury tax was in effect have been taxpayers. 16 of the 22 champions since the luxury tax was in effect have been taxpayers.
I really don't want to use it, and it is hard to do at times in this medium where you get caught up in the moment, and then you look back and you think, it was kind of a dumb thing to say at the time, right? I am getting very, very close, and I know that those are four wins away. Maybe the Pacers, maybe the Knicks, maybe somebody upsets them in the NBA Finals. They will be the heavy favorite. That much I know. Still being four wins away and now making it to the NBA Finals, watching how easily they dispatched the Minnesota Timberwolves, in which the vast majority of the series was not competitive. Game one was a blowout. Game two was a blowout. Game five was a blowout. Game four was really the only competitive one, and then they got killed, obviously, in game three. But three of their four wins were in such dominant fashion. I'm having a really hard time not using the dynasty word and being a little terrified of what's to come. We have enjoyed this era of parity in the NBA. Seven consecutive years now, we will have a different champion. That has never happened in the history of the sport. But looking at how young they are and how they have the ability to essentially retain everybody of value for the next 2 to 3 years, like I don't know about 5 years from now, but at least in this short-term window, how does somebody get on, if they do this to Indiana, or in your example, New York, you know, with an upset coming back, if they do this to them in the NBA Finals, how does somebody get on that level in the offseason? I have a really hard time going there mentally of seeing somebody.
Is Giannis with a healthy Wemby and a De'Aaron Fox in San Antonio? I mean, that's gotta be a threat, right?
That's a threat.
That's a lot of length. That's a lot threat. Of skill.
Yeah, it's a threat.
I don't know if the
you got two guys
stuff.
Who have been who Wemby is. How healthy is he going to be? And you can do the health game with everybody.
I know.
And Giannis has been banged up a lot at the end of seasons here recently, the last handful of years in Milwaukee. So that would be my fear there. And he's getting older. But yeah, that
Houston
would,
with Giannis. I think there are scenarios where. It's all about matchups, really. I actually think the Pacers are a fun matchup for them. I don't know if that series is going to go longer than five games, but I think when you think about the Pacers, you've got tall point guard, tall three guard, rangy two guards, you got length, Turner. Like, they do make an interesting matchup for Oklahoma City Thunder. You want to know a fun fact?
What do you got?
This is actually the most depressing stat of all the stats.
I'm already pretty depressed, so go ahead. Keep piling on.
I got more for you, buddy, because we got to get to him before we talk with Colin Wilson coming up here at the bottom of the hour. This one from Mannix.
Yeah.
Do you know that the Thunder only lost one time against the Eastern Conference this year?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
And it was one game against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The other
I think
best
they
team.
Lost by four.
The other best team in the NBA.
They beat everybody else in the East. They never lost anybody in the East. And that's the other part of this, is like, has to be the West to take them down, because right now it doesn't feel like the East is going to be able to. But again, I will allow the Pacers the opportunity. I'm curious to see the matchups, how they play them. They're athletic. They're rangy. And so we'll see what that matchup ends up being once we get to that point.
I will be rooting hard for the Indiana Pacers.
I think a lot of people will be, but also I'm conflicted here. I'll be honest with you. I am one of those weirdo kids. I had no sports-loving adult in my house. So when the Blazers were good, I rooted for the Blazers. But I loved Gary Payton, and I loved Sean Kemp. So I rooted for the Sonics, too. And when I'd watch them play, I'd just sit there and be like, ah, this is great.
This is cool, man. John Camp. He's dunking on everybody. Gary Payton's talking trash.
And you would know this as much as anybody. I was devastated when they left to Oklahoma City. And so I've always been kind of, I want the Sonics back. I think it'd be great for the Northwest. I hate that franchise. I hate them. And yet, I watch this team play, and I'm like, I don't think I hate the team. It's a weird position I'm in here.
Sure.
I don't even know if I'm really rooting against them, and I hate saying that out loud because they're such a good team.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
This is a coach's dream, coaching a team like
There's
this.
No doubt.
Selfless, egoless players. So in 2019-18, we blew them up. Dame hits the shot. Yep. Bye-bye.
Paul George says, sure, I'll go play with Kawhi in L.A., and they get that haul for SGA.
So they make that trade. So SGA comes over in the 1920 season. Okay, they went and signed, if your memory serves, Chris Paul. They bring in Chris Paul. Chris Paul comes in, veteran guy, him, a young Lu Dort, a baby SGA. Here we go. They lose in the first round of the playoffs. I believe it was to the Rockets that year. After that, Paul leaves, and now we're handing the reins to SGA. Let this kid learn, let him grow. No playoffs, 22 wins. No playoffs, 24 wins. No playoffs, but from 24 to 40. Blazers.
Big jump.
That is growth. 24 to 40. Okay? Then they add some stuff. They become a juggernaut last year. They win 57 games. It's a 17-game increase in 1 year.
Number one seed.
Number one seed. Lose in the second round. First year in the playoffs as a group, and we're like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I trust them. Let's trade everybody. They don't. They sign a couple guys. They get Caruso in a trade. They sign Hartenstein. They go back. They run it. 68 wins. Best team in basketball. Ticket punched. Second year running in the playoffs. This is not only unprecedented from an age standpoint.
Yeah.
It is unprecedented because what you saw Ant Edwards go through again is the norm. This is not the norm. You don't lose one time, and then the second year in it, you're the youngest team ever, and you win it.
Yeah.
They are in uncharted territory. I don't blame anybody for using the D word.
I'm scared, man. I'm going to admit to you. I'm scared. I'm scared about the next couple of years and how it's going to look in the NBA.
We will see if they can win the championship.
Sure. Your Giannis stuff is totally fair and valid that maybe he goes somewhere and that changes the balance of power in the Western Conference, or maybe he goes to a loaded Eastern Conference team. I don't know what his offseason looks like. That's the one thing that I will put out there that maybe can disrupt this, but it's fearful because this is not going anywhere from a financial standpoint and a talent standpoint. Sans injuries in the next 3 years.
Here is SGA on his favorite moments. This is with SVP on SportsCenter's favorite moment of the playoffs.
The best days are like the days in between the competition, the days when we're like on the road together, just chilling, the days when we're at home and we go over to someone's house and watch the game, like the days when we just build camaraderie, the days when we just enjoy each other's company. Those are the best days. Those are the days that nobody sees, that don't, I guess, get on the forefront, but those are days that we cherish, the days that we really enjoy each other. And they've helped us be the team that we are. So those type of days for sure.
That is the Irvin Magic Johnson Western Conference MVP talking there in SGA.
We got a name for the Conference Finals MVP trophies
damn right
now?
We do.
I did not see the end of the game. I missed that.
You're damn right we do.
Okay. Who's the Eastern Conference one?
Is it Larry Bird?
It's either Bird or Dr. J, maybe.
Let me look it up.
I don't
Eastern
know.
Conference.
Yeah,
Irvin
they like
Magic MVP,
trophy.
Because the Finals MVP trophy is now named after Bill Russell.
Yes, that I knew. That I remembered. But I did not know we had one for the conference
Bird.
Finals.
Basketball Brandon. There Boy, he's go. Having a moment, isn't he?
Bird, yeah. Bird and Magic, huh?
I think you need to bow down to your overlord, Basketball Brandon. I told you, Thunder Juggernaut.
Look, here's what I will say. The other thing that I've learned throughout the rest of the playoffs, you know who's really good at basketball? Jokic. Because he had this, he forced his team to a game seven.
Isn't that crazy?
And they were in the game seven until basically 2 minutes to go in the first half. That was a back and forth game. That's how good Jokic is. That his powers were almost good enough to knock him
you
out.
You watch, this team's going to get SGA to not take the $380 million extension. He's going to opt into like a $200 flat. Jalen Williams going to take a pay. Like, watch all of these guys just take a pay cut and say, no, we'd rather win five. We're going to be like, look, cool, man. They're just going to keep running this back every single year. And
yeah.
I know there can be growth with your team. Getting to the playoffs, for example, would be great for Portland. I want what they had. I just, they hit the finals in 2012. They
had an MVP after that.
They got
in the
real
conference
close.
Finals.
Like, they're so, and then they blow it up. They restart. They blow it up again. They suck. They get back up. They got they got debatably the best general manager in basketball. I'll give him that crown. He's just unbelievable what he's done. And I'm jealous. I'm jealous watching them play.
The petty in me will root adamantly against them. I don't have anything personally against anybody on their team other than Chet. His elbows freak me out, so I don't really like him. Mm. And you know how I feel, I guess, about SGA and his foul hunting. I hate them with the core of my being. And it's a primary response of jealousy. I am incredibly jealous. I want nice things. And the last time we were relevant in the playoffs, we spawned what might be the next dynasty in the NBA. So that's a really cool feather in our cap that we get to celebrate first-round playoff victories, and they might go on to win three straight NBA titles.
Hang the banner. We gave them a title. Co-kind of champions. Kind of co-created.
That sounds like a kind of banner we would hang.
We'll get into a little bit more of that. We got Pacers-Knicks as a closeout game. The Magic had at 7. Coming up next, Colin Wilson of the Action Network. I got a top 10 list up Dirt's alley just around the corner as well, but an early ticker next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Yeah, check them new sodas out. I'm excited to try them. Today's Daily Ticker is presented by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of the warmer weather, it is here. Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment. You can see I'm super excited to talk to our guest. We get him on from time to time. He's a super busy dude.
Yes, he is.
He is out there laying the bets. Given all the sweats, and he is right now probably at a pucker factor of a million. His Arkansas Razorbacks are getting ready for the College World Series, and he's going to give us his thoughts on all of it. Joining us now is Colin Wilson of the Action Network. Colin, good morning. I want to get to all the sports stuff with you, but I first want to ask you a show-related question. We have stumbled across anti or love cruises. I am super against cruises, but we have listeners who love cruises. Colin Wilson of the Action Network, are you anti-cruise or pro-cruise?
I am anti-cruise. You will never find me on one. But if we have a pandemic again, you better believe I'm investing in stocks in cruises because people love to go on them. So that's my stance.
Okay. That's a good answer.
It's a smart business move right there. Yeah, there's no middle ground on cruises. You're either in love with them or you're never going to go anywhere near one. And Colin, I think that's the right answer right there. Looking at the regionals starting this weekend around baseball, what are some of the things that you see, the host sites, where teams are going? What are some of the things that just stood out to you? You follow college baseball closely, much closer than we do, even with our local team. So what's standing out looking at the regionals this weekend?
Well, let's go ahead and start with the Oregon State Beavers. And I appreciate you guys having me on the show because it still hurts after 2018 to talk about the Oregon State national title. Them getting an 8 seed was completely about the fact that they decided to turn down the Mountain West, go to an independent schedule, play the toughest RPI schedule they could. They got swept by Oregon and still got a better seeding, a super regional seeding. So that really stuck out to me. It's going to pay off for them because they'll match up with Florida State, who I don't think can win the Tallahassee region. Once you get past that, I loved Oregon's season. This is a team I wanted to back, and just, you know, because I know we only have 10 minutes. I think their number is completely underpriced. I think they should be -290 to win Eugene. They're only about -210 out there. I think Oregon is going to take that. I think Arizona's been floundering. This is a region I like the Ducks, but you're going to have to go to North Carolina, maybe the hottest team in the nation. You're going to travel cross country. And I think this applies to football. We've seen it in basketball, this new Big Ten conference where these teams have to travel two or three time zones, and they just look like completely different animals. And that has worked in all three of the big sports and in the NCAA. So I don't like the draw for Oregon. I like them to win the regional. I just have a really bad feeling, especially with how hot North Carolina is.
I hate to ask you this question, but I just can't help but think about it because you're an Arkansas guy, and thank you for acknowledging 2018. That was a great moment for us out here. But let's play some truth here, okay? Sam Pittman is absolutely rooting against the baseball team. The basketball team had a great one with Calipari. If the baseball team gets back to Omaha, like, Pittman's going to have even more pressure on him going into next season.
I don't think Pittman is worried about the other sports because I think everybody around the program knows this is the swan song year. You know, Travis Williams, our DC, is probably on his way to being a head coach somewhere. Sam Pittman has mentioned being retired a number of times. He's done what he can do with this program. And our athletic director has also said, you know, hey, remember, Pittman was my sixth choice for head coach. The writing's on the wall. I think we've got to throw Sam out in the land of sharks and let him get eaten by this number one strength of schedule, and we'll have a new head coach next year.
That is phenomenal. Hey, by the way, I didn't even really want to hire this guy anyways, all right? He was my sixth choice. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even top five, man. I just couldn't get the other five guys to come around. That's a hilarious line. I was curious to ask you too, Colin, because we're starting to get some of these over-unders come out in college football, and it's, you know, it's interesting when you look at it because I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong on this and caught in the moment, that in years past we used to have a lot more double-digit over-unders for teams, and I correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if we even have one in the SEC. I think the highest might be 9.5. There's a couple of I know Oregon's one of them in the Big Ten. There's not a lot of double-digit over-unders. I'm curious what you make of that, and what are some of the kind of numbers that are early in next football season that are standing out to you?
Yeah, the only team that I have projected even, you know, there's only two teams I have projected to get close to 10, which is Texas and Alabama. And I think what you're seeing is maybe oddsmakers are starting to realize that these head coaches are maybe planning on load management. I hate to say that because it's an NBA term, but you can go 10-2 and you can make the college football playoff easily. Ask Tennessee. So do you need to win all 12 games? Do you need to start a quarterback who's been injured? Do you really need to Ohio State, if Will Howard takes a seat over there in Eugene, right, they still made the college football playoff and even lost another game. I think Ohio State might be the prototype of how to win the national championship. Hire the best coordinators you can, spend $20 million on NIL, and just make sure you go 10-2.
Yeah, Colin Wilson, the Action Network, is our guest here. Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. So who is the team that you've got your eye on? Are you going with the obvious favorite in college baseball, or are you going with odds? Like, where's Colin Wilson right now, and who he is willing to back to win the whole enchilada outside of maybe your Arkansas Razorbacks?
Yeah, we're going to have to go outside that because my largest investment was on the Razorbacks at 14-1 at the beginning of the season. I do like North Carolina to make it to Omaha. I think LSU has been given an absolute cakewalk into Omaha. I really don't even think it's fair what the committee did. They should absolutely run through their set. I think Clemson might be in a little bit of trouble. UCLA should not have been a number one seed. I actually make Arizona State and UC Irvine favored over UCLA in every single pitching matchup. I think Southern Miss has a shot as a 16 regional seed to go to Vanderbilt and get a little bit of an upset. Ooh. I think people don't realize about this Vanderbilt team is that they are an excellent pitching team and they are an excellent defensive team, and they always have been every year. This team has no pop. I mean, they're outside the top 150 in slugging and homers per nine. And then another one I'm fading right away. I think the number two seed Texas does not get out of their own building. I think UTSA, who has already gone to Texas and beat them this year, I think they're listed about 3-1 out there to take that regional. So when you're asking me, like, who's going to win it all, I can tell you the people who I don't think are going to win it all. But yeah. I do like, Arkansas, Oregon, North Carolina, the teams I've already mentioned, I'd like to advance.
How many title tickets are you holding right now?
Oh, my God. Of the 16 regional seeds, I have about 9 of them. And I think people are like, well, this guy's a degenerate gambler. No, Colin is somebody that literally starts betting. After the college football playoff, I immediately opened up the sports book and started going week to week to week on college baseball. And the very first bet I made on the season was 35-1 on Oregon State. I said, this is an independent schedule. This is a team loaded with MLB talent. Avila Arquette is probably maybe the best player that's going to hit MLB. So, you know, I start buying these things maybe every 2 weeks, and I look for numbers on dips, right? Georgia fell to 40-1 at one point this season. When you look for the dips and you can buy those dips, you get to this point in the season, you have some pretty good portfolio.
So if you were to make a choice, you've mentioned North Carolina, how tough they're going to be for Oregon to have to go to Chapel Hill if they get out of the Eugene regional. Oregon State would be hosting their super regional if they can advance out of the Corvallis one. Would you bet Oregon State to get to Omaha, or would you take a flyer and say you think Oregon can pull off that upset, and maybe do you see both getting to Omaha?
I see Oregon State getting to Omaha. I really have issues with Oregon going to North Carolina. They are very hot. And then look at Oregon State's draw, right? So I don't have a problem with TCU in this regional. Once you get past that, you're going to draw Florida State, whoever wins Florida State. I don't even think Florida State's winning that. They have to face an SEC team and Northeastern, the hottest team in baseball. So Oregon State may be getting a Northeastern to come up to their view. And then once you get past that, think about the seeding in Omaha. Oregon State would draw the number one seed. And I just mentioned that I think Southern Miss can beat Vanderbilt. So Oregon State's draw is extremely gratuitous.
We're a blue blood, 2018, you learned the hard way. That's what happens when you're a blue blood. You get things gifted.
Two outs, two strikes, pop up in the air. My national championship was gone.
I mean, that's the that's Pat Casey. Yeah. That's just what Pat
it's
Casey
does. It's the legend
does.
Of Pat Casey.
He makes people not
he blows
catch
from the dugout to flies. Push the ball away from somebody's glove. He has that man. I've had a lot of heartbreaking losses in my life as a fan, Colin. I don't know if that would take the cake.
Three guys watching a pop fly. Just couldn't believe it.
Last year, guys, was the first time I got credentialed into Omaha. I was there for 10 or 11 days. And you know where I stood? I stood right past the first base dugout and stood in the triangle of death and just cried.
It was black and
orange. Do you like take
orange,
like a chicken and sacrifice it on the field or something? Do you like bury anything? You got to do something to get the mojo.
If the NCAA heard that I did that, I'll never be allowed to go back. So we won't say that.
Your secret is safe.
Are you going back this year?
It depends on who makes it. Of course, if Arkansas makes it, I'll be there. We're looking at, you know, there's some things with the Supers. We'll see how it goes with the Supers. If we play Tennessee, I'm going to have to cover that. So I think it's all about Arkansas's path, whether I make it up there.
My man, good stuff. I know you enjoy this stuff. I know you live for it. Good luck with that 35-1 Oregon State ticket. I know also good luck to your Arkansas Razorbacks. It's going to be a lot of fun. We appreciate you hopping on this morning and giving us all the insight and lowdown because you're more informed on most of that sport than we ever will be. So thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good luck to Arkansas.
Yeah, thanks. And good luck to Oregon State. See you guys soon. Thank you.
There we go. Great stuff from our good buddy Colin Wilson of the Action Network. You can find him on social media. He does do great work for the Action Network. He does a lot of college football. Obviously, what you got there, a lot of college baseball. He's an Arkansas fan, so he's lived through heartbreak. But he really knows the sport really well. Thinks the Ducks have gotten a raw draw. And Oregon State's got a real good path to get to Omaha.
They got a great path to get to Omaha. And I did, you know, following the Florida State stuff, him not loving Florida State, even getting out of that. I mean, Oregon softball just went through this and they're super regional. They got to play Liberty in their super regional, which is like, hey, the little engine that could stories can be fun, but you would much rather play a team without loaded Major League Baseball talent and lesser than in your super regional if you can. So if they don't get out of Tallahassee and you're able to win your regional and you get a lesser team, that's a great break for them. North Carolina, according to him, hottest team on the planet right now going into the postseason, so that's cool, but we'll go knock them out. We'll go to Omaha this year.
That was the Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company. Don't forget they got Pelicano since it's the summer seasonal beer coming out. They also got some sodas coming out. We are going to try those pretty soon and let you know how great they are. They're available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment. You can see. That's the Daily Ticker. Colin Wilson, Action Network. Coming up next, a big local-ish story and then also a list right up Dirt's alley. I have a list right up Dirt's alley. Next on The Fan. Welcome back in. The Magic Hat is going to happen. Don't worry. It is Thursday. We did not forget about the Magic Hat.
You better Magic Hat me today.
I'm going to Magic Hat your life off. Do you ever just say stuff and you're like,
I don't know where that
came
from.
What did you just say?
It happens to me all the time. All the time. I don't know where I was going with that, but, you know, we got there.
I was going to say Magic Hat your ass off, and then I said life, and then I'm like, well, just finish it off, buddy. Just say off.
You get a life off me?
What? I don't know.
You turning my lights off? What are you talking about?
Maybe the Magic Hat will cut your head off. I don't know.
It could.
You never know what's going to happen to the Magic Hat.
Could come at me like a spider monkey.
We'll get to that coming up at 7. Local news came down the wire yesterday. Big local news.
What's happening locally? What are we doing here?
Oh, the Thin Waterfall's back.
Ooh.
Nate Biddle. Making his return, getting out of the NBA draft, coming back to Eugene.
Big time news. They got a chance next year after a really good season this year. Had its ups and downs, but got off to a great start. That random swoon in the middle of the season and then finishing strong before faltering in the NCAA tournament. Shellstad, I thought, came on and is ready for a massive year three, kind of similar to what we saw from Pritchard, right, where he was a contributor in year one, decent player in year two, and then in year three, all of a sudden, Pritchard became kind of the guy. Mm. And to add Biddle back to the mix is massive for them.
We will, I think it draws more attention to, like, when basketball season's back in our lives.
Right, for the program and the interest in it.
Yes, it's going to be massive.
Hey, I know who that guy is.
Well, no, I know who these guys are.
Yeah, and they happen to be in-state guys, too, which even adds more on top of it, where it's not, you know, international prospects. It's a couple homegrown local talent. It's really cool.
I think people forget how early we wake up, and so from time to time we say things that, looking back, maybe we go, I don't know if I agree with what I said earlier. You said something yesterday that caught the attention of people.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Dan Lanning jumping in the pool with a commit who then decommitted 17 days later is the most embarrassing thing in Oregon program history, and I don't think people agree with that. So I made a top 10 list of 10 things I think are more embarrassing
than
for
jumping
Oregon
in a
football
pool?
Than okay. Dan Lanning jumping in a pool shirtless with a 16-year-old who was in his underwear.
That's pretty bad, though. That's pretty bad. That's pretty embarrassing.
Saying that out loud actually makes it sound worse.
He jumped into a pool with a 17-year-old shirtless with a kid who committed committed, and then literally 2 weeks later, he decommitted.
Yes.
So.
Would you like the list?
Sure. I'd love to see what you cooked up.
Now, I'm a Beaver.
Yes, you are. This is probably a fun list for you to put together.
Well, no, I was really trying to make this legitimately the best top 10 most embarrassing moments. So I want you to hear it.
Okay.
And then we'll react.
You're going
to
give me the whole list.
I'm going to
sit here in silence. Give me the list. Okay.
Number 10, the toilet bowl. 0-0 tie.
Nah.
Oregon State, that's embarrassing.
It's a legendary moment for the program.
Number 9, Boise State loss with a LeGarrette Blount punch.
Yeah, the punch was pretty cool. That guy deserved to be
you
punched.
You scored 8 points in what was supposed to be this.
Who won the Pac-12 that year?
Well, yeah, I
went to the Rose Bowl that year.
It was an embarrassing moment.
No.
No?
The punch was cool. Okay. That guy deserved to get punched.
Number 8, 31-point blown lead versus TCU Alamo Bowl. Who can forget in a half?
That's, yeah.
31-0?
Look, I'm not saying it was great. Their starting quarterback and starting center got hurt. They couldn't snap the ball.
Dude, 31-0 is a
people,
lot of football.
Here's what I'll say. People use that one against Oregon fans. It doesn't hurt me at all. There's a lot of things that hurt. That one, like, okay, it's an Alamo Bowl. I don't care.
Number 7, national championship game versus Ohio State with Cardell Jones as quarterback. That was absolutely a game. Every Duck fan thought they're finally going to get their natty.
That's true.
Bludgeoned by Ezekiel Elliott.
He was majoring in football, not school, so it's a little unfair.
That's very true.
A little unfair.
Number 6, 46-point loss to Georgia. Dan Lanning's first year primetime game in Atlanta. That one was ugly.
Yeah, I was there. I'm watching it in person.
You did a gummy at a Brave game, though.
I did.
You had that going for you.
That was
number
cool.
5 is a little bit of a cheat. We got a double dip.
Okay.
Losing by 49 to UW at home dressed as Cal, and then losing at home to Steven Montez dressed like a mascot.
But it got Mark Helfrich fired, so in the end, worth it.
Number 4, Robo Duck.
Yeah, Robo Duck was cool.
No, he wasn't.
He was badass.
He was gone after a game.
It's cooler than your stupid Nutria.
Number 3.
Get my blood boiling now.
Being down 34-0 at the half as the lone undefeated team in college football to a powerhouse that has largely dominated you on the national stage in big games.
Yeah, we won back-to-back against them. They were due for one.
Number 2, losing to Washington twice in a season, including in the Pac-12 title game where you were more than a touchdown favorite.
Yeah.
And number 1, most embarrassing thing in program history, 34 straight runs, blowing a 31-10 lead to Oregon State.
Look at you.
There you go. 10 other instances that have been more embarrassing for Oregon football than Dan Lanning jumping in a pool shirtless with a 16-year-old in his underwear.
I'll give you one or two of those. That's it. The rest of the list, nah.
That's a good list.
I mean, it's a solid
list. That's a good list.
Look, we've given you a lot of ammunition over the years. There's no doubt about it. I love that the Oregon State one is the highest on the list.
34 straight runs, baby.
Yeah, we were down 34-0 in a Rose Bowl. So, you know, that's, you know. I love that you inserted
your star ranking.
Let's make
difference.
This all about me. Let's put me at the center of this. I mean, that was bad.
It was actually about you. Your team blew it.
34 straight runs was not great. A lot of embarrassing moments there. I still maintain jumping in a pool and losing a recruit 2 weeks later is in the top
but
three
if you get him back, the pool thing looks cool again.
It's all about how it ends. That's why I said yesterday. That's why a lot of these ones, like the ones that led to Helfrich getting fired in the moment, they sucked. But, yeah, it got our coach fired, and I wanted him to get fired. So a lot of good came out of some of these bad moments.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. We're going to kick it off. Magic Hat is back Thursday. We'll start 7 o'clock hour. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.